All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. The Wisconsin Elections Commission deciding not to require local clerks to send two ballots to 81,000 people who wanted to vote absentee in the April 7th presidential primary. Lisa Freiberg, Fond du Lac County Clerk, joins us on the program. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Pleasure having you on the program. First of all, going back to earlier this month when the commission told you that you had to send two ballots to comply with these different deadlines under state and federal law.
Well, right away, I looked back to see when this law came into effect, which was 2011. And it turns out in 2012 and 2016, nobody even picked this up, whether it was the Government Accountability Board or the State Elections Commission. Either agencies did not ever pick this up. We've always known of that 47-day deadline on a federal ballot. However, it was always more of a concern, especially for me, that we make sure we got ballots to our military and overseas voters. And as soon as we were able to get ballots for the rest of the people, that's where it was. I was kind of leaning that way, even though that is not what they were expecting us to do. But I kind of had some backup plans. Obviously, we had this so-called ballot A, but I made my concerns known to the Elections Commission, and as word got more and more out on the street on something like this, I listened to many concerns. Actually, the Washington County Clerk, she was working with our legislators in Madison on this concern also, and we tried to have some kind of session that they would just get it. It's an error in the statute that was made back in 2011, because it's a state, that was a federal law, and the state law should never have been included in that.
All right. Can you imagine the chaos? I think that was described by some of the clerks, chaos, insanity, the confusion, let's put it that way.
Oh, yes. There was all kinds of words for it. And you would have had to probably bleep it out on the show if what other words were that were used. We've been doing it this way. I was concerned about the person that got that so-called A ballot that only had the presidential preference on it, and they would have voted their person, and then they would have got the real ballot that goes into the machine a week later, and they would have been concerned about overvoting, so they would not have voted on that A ballot, on the B ballot, because they thought that we were going to fill in the blank for them on their behalf. I heard that from many people, and it's like, no, that if you would send the second ballot back, we were rejecting the first ballot. We don't open the envelope. So that would have been just a total chaos mess.
How many people vote absentee?
We see those numbers steadily increase. Hard to always judge, but we anticipate April to be a lot of people absentee voting. It's kind of around the county. Some municipalities, they only have 1, 2, 3 people, and the next municipality will have hundreds and hundreds. So all over the board, city, you know, Maggie and her crew, they see a lot of mail out. We have seen a huge increase. I have to say huge increase for ballots this year. People are just asking for every ballot to be sent to their home this year. So we continuously see that daily, starting with the April election. We're not seeing that high number for the February, but definitely moving forward, we do.
All right. So here we are. What date is it? February 13th. What do we have coming up?
Well, and on Tuesday, February 18th, we have that spring primary that I hope people will turn out to exercise their right to vote. And that day after, we do have to get that federal ballot to our military and overseas folks, which we will. We talk to our people over there or in our military. They can go right on the My Vote website and access their ballot. They're the only ones that have that accessibility to access the ballot. So we're working with those folks to go ahead and use that. Or if they feel the ballot's going to get back in time, shortly after that, we will have the full ballot for them to use. And then I'm in touch with my printer. As soon as they give us the order for the ballot for this, after this race next Tuesday, we will be printing ballots, and ballots will be I foresee that people that are anticipating an absentee ballot for the April election should start seeing it in their mailbox sometime that first week of March.
Do you really think a lot of people are going to go out to the polls next week?
Oh, well, you know, we've seen that number go up a little bit. However, I did hear somebody just the other day say, what is on the ballot for the February election? So I guess I have been seeing a few ads or listening to the radio, do hear it on the radio. But to me, I do see the on Facebook and things comments about who is running for that Justice of the Supreme Court, and hopefully everybody listening, including myself, we never have to go in front of the Supreme Court, but if we do, we want to hope for judges that are fair. So I guess this is the opportunity to take that you look to see who you want to vote for or feel that would do a good job on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I mean, very obviously a very important office.
Yes.
So we're from, all right, and then... and then Wisconsin in the national spotlight in the not-so-distant future, a little more than a month.
Yeah, absolutely. In the way, just kind of watching these other races going across the United States and everything, you know, Wisconsin might actually be important this year with that presidential preference. Ours is always so late, and, you know, by then most people know who the person is, but you know, it's been quite interesting watching these other preferences in other states.
Oh, you never, with the way the Democratic presidential race is right now, you don't know. Yeah. It could come down to who knows.
Yep. And we have been forewarned that Wisconsin is going to be watched very closely this year. So I'm doing everything in my power to make sure everybody is. That we are doing everything the right way, dotting our I's, crossing our T's, and just holding on for the ride.
Very good. Fond du Lac County Clerk Lisa Freiberg. Lisa, great to have you on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity to be able to clear this up today.